Well, I think it's about time we got caught up with Joel Vaughn. You hear him every day here on Life. Great songs. Plus, you know, he's been pretty active on social media. Joel Vaughn, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing awesome. Now, Joel, you recently posted something on social media. We got to kind of go back in your career. As a musician, did you start off as a worship leader kind of in church?
Well, that would be a stretch. I would say I started out singing specials in church when I was a kid. Oh. So like when I was 7, I was doing the whole accompaniment track thing.
I see.
You know, back when these things called cassettes were around. And actually, they're making a comeback.
Right.
Cassettes are making a comeback. I don't know why. Yeah. I don't know why. Who has a cassette player?
I don't know.
They're making a comeback.
Yeah. Okay, so a special. That's something, that's a churchy kind of term. So
such a churchy term.
Yeah, so it's not like you're up there on the regular, but this was like, okay, Joel is here today, and it kind of made it an outstanding type of day, right?
Oh, pretty much. It was either me or one of my siblings, but you could guarantee that I was singing in church at least once a week.
Okay. Then, all of a sudden, you got a recording contract, and you started making some albums and touring around, and that's been pretty awesome, right?
Oh, it's been amazing. It's been, the past 3 years, it's been exhausting because my career, like, picked up a lot, which is good, but at the same time, I have 2 kids and a wife, and when you're gone every single weekend, not every weekend, almost every weekend for 2 years straight, with the exception of 6, burnout does happen, and that's kind of where I was earlier this year. I was ready to just be done for a while.
Yeah. Well, isn't that what we pray for, though? I mean, sometimes we say, you know what, God, use me, and then
he does.
Sometimes you say, God, stop using me.
It's like, I love getting all this time in, but coach, can you sub someone else in for a minute?
Well, and I was reading in your post that, you know, you have had offers to come on staff at churches, but that's not really, I admired what you said. You said it's not quite what you want to do right now, or you feel led that way.
Right. And I was on staff at a church or different churches over the years from, gosh, when I started in college all the way through till about 2 years ago, off and on. And it's one of those things where I always felt, except for one situation, but for the most part, I always felt where I was divided because with worship and an artist career, it's almost like people conflate the two, but they're really two different things. There are worship artists, and I'm not knocking that, but as a worship leader in a local church, your job isn't to write songs and get number one hits and do all of the things that people think you're supposed to do. Really, it's to pastor and shepherd people and to lead them and be in the trenches with them week in and week out, you know, playing with the regular folk just like yourself, like not professional players, and just being a phone call away when they have something going on to talk and chat and to pray for them. And I had one foot in trying to do that and another foot out on the road trying to do that. And I kind of had to separate the two. And it's really difficult to do. It's not undoable. It is possible, but it is difficult to do. And so right now in my life, I feel like God has me doing what I'm doing, which is writing songs, producing music, and touring and traveling. One day I do hope to take all of the knowledge and everything I've gained and pour it into other people, which honestly I'm already doing because I started producing a record for college students this past year. So
fantastic. Now, as far as life goes, you've got the family going on. Is everybody happy? Everything's moving along nicely?
Yes, we were out of the house. All of us as a family were out on the road during the summer for 6 weeks.
Wow.
It was insane. And so we got back and I was like, what is this clean, empty house? This is amazing. And then 2 days later it was wrecked and I was like, all right, we're home. And it's been pretty slow. It's not been slow. Kids went back to school.
Yeah.
My wife is a teacher. She started teaching again. I've been home. Like a lot of times when the summer ends and school session begins, I'm booked for back to school parties and stuff like that. And this year I intentionally didn't do a lot of that because I really wanted to be home to get everybody settled and to be dad and to be, you know, husband to my wife and just do all the things, get back to that list that was supposed to be finished on the weekends, you know, that I never really finished because I was gone all the time.
Right.
So I've been enjoying time being at home and being a dad and just doing that whole thing.
Well, we wish you all the best and hopefully get a little bit of rest before you kick it back into any kind of high gear. And we want to welcome you back to Canada very, very soon. Hopefully you'll come back to the Central Ontario area somewhere in here and we'll get to see you soon. Joel Vaughn, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you.